Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Superintendent Art Sadoff, recapping the most recent Indianola School Board meeting. Indianola School Board met for the first time in 2021 in regular session Monday, and again on the agenda was the Return to Learn plan. Art, talk a little bit about some concerns that were raised by board members, I guess some of the feedback that they heard from, I guess, parents or students, talking about some of that transition for class pages and that discussion, what that was centered around.
Yeah, I think the main concern that was expressed came from teachers to the board, and that was a concern that maintaining class pages after they go back to full-time on-site was going to be very time-consuming. And I think we probably need to talk a little bit more about that, because I know it's not the intention to have that be a big responsibility as they return to their full days. The intention that was discussed with teachers was to maintain kind of a week at a glance for students that may have to unexpectedly go to quarantine, because those quarantine students are now going to be treated like other absent students and not joining the ranks of remote learners. So I think the main thing is to look exactly at the time that's going to be required, what's being expected, make sure that that we're not adding a big duty back on as we take off some duties related to the remote learners. In terms of parent or student concerns, I think parents had expressed some concerns about the consistency and usability of some of our class pages, and that was what led to that original intention of creating that template, that kind of week at a glance. So we need to do some more communicating there, I think, make sure everybody's on the same page and make sure that we're clear about what we're asking for there.
Well, the Iowa Department of Education announced earlier this week that federal funds for coronavirus relief would be received by local schools. Talk about Indianola receiving some of those funds and how that should help out the district as far as just some relief and helping out the district.
Well, that should be very, very welcome relief. The first round of coronavirus money, we received around $248,000, and far exceeded that with additional coronavirus expenditures. It sounds like this time we'll receive something like $1.19 million, so four times as much, more than four times as much as we received before, and that will be great, because we did go and purchase K-5 devices, roughly $500,000 of laptops. We've hired additional staff, and then there are all the other kind of smaller expenses that accrue as well related to the virus. So there is a webinar coming up shortly here on Thursday that talks about the exact uses for those funds, but that should really come in handy because we have deficit spent significantly this last year.
Well, speaking of kind of continuing along those lines of funding, I'm going to lump in a couple of topics that the board approved on Monday night. Talking about student fees, substitute teacher pay rates, and just kind of some administrative costs. And it felt like the board was really keeping in mind the kind of the times we are in with the local economy, trying to keep things as easy for students and obviously taking care of staff as well. So kind of talk about what the board approved as far as those fees and substitute teacher rates and kind of the overall mindset that was expressed.
Yeah, you bet. Student fees were up for consideration again for next year. And we typically raise student fees, which includes registration type fees, fees for curriculum. Typically every 3 years we take a look at that, and we've been in a cycle where they have gone up about $5 every 3 years. This was the third year of that cycle anyway, so they weren't set to go up. And the board was pleased to see that, because they know that a lot of families are struggling and had interruptions to work and things like that. And also made the comment that even going into next year, that might be something to look at and consider again. The rate that did go up was the substitute rate, and that had not been increased since 2018-19 school year. And there was an approval to raise that daily rate from $120 a day to $130 a day. We want to be competitive, pay competitively for substitute teachers. They're a hot commodity, and definitely things go better when you have adequate coverage. And then we did leave our long-term sub rate at $190 a day. It's been at that for several years, but that's a very competitive rate. So I was happy to see the board support both of those things, the recommendation not to raise the student fees and also to raise the sub rate. And one other little bit of economic information that was shared, Mrs. Clancy shared that the preliminary valuations are in for the tax growth, the valuation growth in the community, and that was up 3.14% net after TIF, and that was a good thing to see too, just because as we know, we've had more of a stagnant economy, but as we also know, Iowa has done comparatively well, and Warren County is pretty strong economically.
Well, and then just very quickly to wrap things up, just the upcoming timeline as far as schedule changes for what the board approved in late 2020, that's coming up later this month.
Yeah. Just to reiterate, we do have changes coming up with regard to getting back full-time on-site for our elementary schools, except for Wednesdays. We are going to keep an early out Wednesdays and have that continue to be a 90-minute early out. And that will really help us with transportation. It would have been impossible to do, a one-hour early out as we used to have with Wednesdays, with the middle school and high school still getting out 90 minutes early. So that begins on Thursday, January 21st for our elementary students. That will be their first full day back. And then the full day schedule will continue, except for Wednesdays when they will have a 90-minute early out.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.